This is Lydia. I'm on the line.
Oh, thank you, Hal. Hello, Lydia. How many more motions do you have up the pipe there, James?
We have the motion from Polina Vasiliev to approve the WBAI fiscal year 21 budget. We have the approval from James Sagerton to approve the affiliates fiscal year 21 budget. And we have a motion to approve the central services formula, which some of our stations are desperately needing because their income has declined, but their central services amount has remained the same.
Okay. Is there any reason we can't postpone those motions until the next meeting? Because we do have other committees. We have an important motion from the Strategic Planning Committee that I would like to get to the floor, and it's after 10 o'clock.
Chair. Chair, there is a reason. The reason being that we are about to enter into discussions with FJC about extending the loan. And
I would like to hear from the Strategic Planning Committee motion because
this is part of that.
No.
This is part of that. We need to have these financials in order to help convince them to give us a good extension. And besides which, this has been postponed time and time and time again.
Lawrence to the stack, Chair.
Lawrence to the stack.
Okay, we're just taking a motion to extend time right now. So how much time do you extend, Jim?
I hope we could do this in 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Less than that.
Second. Chris Corey.
Okay, are there any objections to extending for 10 minutes?
Hearing none.
Hold on, I'm getting a chat. Somebody wants Mr. Pointer to be recognized.
Yeah, he's been muted. That's what I was going to say.
Oh,
so he needs to be unmuted somehow.
Can he? He can't unmute himself.
It's star six.
Are you able to unmute yourself, Ralph?
If you press star six, you can get unmuted. I was muted too when I called in.
Chair, this is your secretary / streamer / administrator of Zoom. He is not muted. Ralph Pointer is not muted on our end, so it's on him, yes.
Okay.
He may want to call in again.
We can just move on.
Okay, I don't know. There's something wrong with his audio.
Chairman, I make a suggestion that Polina mute everybody again and then unmute. Maybe that might help.
Chair, should I do that? I can do that.
You can try it.
Yeah, let me try.
Unmute.
Done. I have just muted everybody and then I've asked everybody to unmute.
Okay.
Chair, I hope we're not counting this as the clock for 10 minutes.
So no, of course not.
Thank you.
It should not be counted as part of the time for this 10 minutes, obviously.
Thank you, Chair.
Ralph, are you in? Apparently not.
Well, Ralph can register, if he wants to vote, he can register a vote from the chat window if he wants to do it that way, if he can't make himself heard.
Maybe Ralph should just call in again.
I'll call in again.
Oh, we can hear you now.
There he is.
Ralph, we can hear you now. Oh, no. Now we're having a call in again.
That was good.
All right, I don't know what's going on. Okay, let's begin the discussion. Okay, James, you have the floor.
I hope we can do this quickly. Motion. This is from Polina Vasiliev. The NFC recommends to the PNB the approval of the WBAI fiscal year 21 budget. Again, passed without objection in the Finance Committee.
Okay, any discussion? Are there any objections? Okay. This one I did look at, so I'm not objecting. Anybody else? Okay. The motion passes. Go ahead, James. What's next?
Thank you, Chair. Motion from James Sagerton. The NFC recommends to the PMB the approval of the affiliates program fiscal year 21 budget. Again, passed without objection in Finance Committee.
Okay. Are there any questions, any objections? Okay. Seeing no objections, that motion passes as well.
Last one.
So it says you're unmuted.
Motion that the central services formula be based on a 15% of total revenue of the stations calculated quarterly. All revenue is to be included in the calculations. However, the cost of air conditioning for Pacifica Radio Archives shall be deducted from KPFK's revenue, and the tower, studio, and office rent for all stations shall be deducted from their revenue. Passed without objection in the Finance Committee. If I may motivate, Chair?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just by way of explanation, the air conditioning at KPFK is requested to be deducted from their revenue because that is an expense that KPFK bears on behalf of the network due to the archives being in their building. They need air conditioning on at all times to keep the room temperature constant and protect those delicate tapes. So that was the reason for that. And the other matter is the stations that do pay tower, studio, and office rent, it's an unusual expense that some stations have and some stations don't. So it's just a matter of leveling the playing field.
Okay. Any discussion?
Okay. Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Go ahead, Ron.
Just a quick question. The station managers have been trying to revise this formula for some time. I'm going to assume they were consulted in determining what this formula, you know, would be.
Chris Corey for the
answer.
You can answer, James, and I think Chris Corey wants to be on the stack as well. Go ahead.
Yes, I can answer that. I spoke to station managers in the process of doing the budgets. Also, the treasurers are all members of the Finance Committee, and I assume that they are talking to their general managers about these issues. There was, I think, widespread discussion of this matter in the finance community prior to passing this. And to a certain extent, we did not know what the requirements would be for the national office. So, you know, these budgets are just predictions. They're not written in stone. So, again, the priority here is to, after several years of not having budgets, to get our act together and put a financial responsibility forward as our public-facing continents. And so even though not perfect, all of these budgets are the best effort that we could get.
Lawrence, to the SAC chair.
Okay, Chris, you're next.
Thank you. I'll echo what James said. Also, this item has been discussed at the NFC for, at least 6 months. I think it's actually very close to a year at this juncture. And we spent a lot of time working on this. This final version of it is a kind of a compromise, which helps some of the stations out that have high fixed overhead. I think it's a good compromise. And I'm going to just set my own personal objection to the motion aside, because like I say, the NFC negotiated with itself, with the members, pretty hard for this, and I think it was a good compromise. So I don't want to disrupt what is already a workable solution as far as I'm concerned. Thank you.
Okay. Lawrence
to the stack chair.
Lawrence.
And you heard Lydia, right?
Oh, Lydia, I'm sorry. I think you were
first. Lydia was before me, your chair.
Yeah,
I'll go after Lydia.
Yeah, okay. So I think my question is about the quarterly reassessment. Is that just to have the stations bring you up to date on their status quarterly? Or are you saying you're reassessing the percentage of central services. Also, the last time we were historically ever able to have central services cover all of the national needs was when it was at 17%. I'm not advocating 17. I'm just saying let's bear that in mind, is that we can make it easier for the stations, but at the end of the day, it doesn't solve anything because it's all cohesive. But I don't object to this. Because I do know what many of the issues have arisen. It's a difficult conversation to have. But if someone can just let me know what the quarterly part is.
Somebody want to answer that?
James, would you like me to answer?
Yeah, James, I'd like to answer.
Go ahead.
And I'd also like to suggest that perhaps Chris might also like to share his perspective on that. The quarterly was basically because, as I said, we didn't have a national office budget yet. We're going to be working on that at our next NFC meeting, and we weren't clear on exactly what revenue the national office would require. And so we came up with 15%, and the idea of doing it quarterly means that we can adjust it as the data comes in and we see how it's covering. I think also in case some unusual expense should arise, we could also adjust for that if necessary. So I just think it gives us a certain amount of flexibility and accuracy and ability to adjust.
Chris, you want to comment also?
Sure. Yeah. So what James says is exactly right. This is more of a dynamic approach to the central services, and I understand that that makes the budgeting more complicated. But let's face it, in an extremely dynamic economy like the one we're in right now, the current prediction is that GDP is going to grow something like 4.4% this year, which is crazy. It would be helpful, I think, to adjust it quarterly until we get to a more stable economic condition. These ups and downs in the economy are messing up stations, and I understand that it means more complicated budgeting for the next year, but I can assure you that the NFC is aware of this and will offer a revision to this when the finances of the entire organization are A, clearer, and B, more stable than they are right now. We particularly have one station that's under extreme distress, and that is creating a lot of exigent circumstances for the organization, and it would be nice to be able to work through those in a dynamic kind of nimble way rather than resting on 1 year's finances that may be 9 or 12 months out of date. So that was the thinking.
Okay. Lawrence, you're on.
Thank you, Chair. So I'd like to turn back a little bit in regards to KPFK. I would like to ask the Finance Committee, was the local Finance Committee consulted in regards to this formula, and was the GM and the business manager as well been consulted in regards to this formula and the additional expenses that this formula is going to incur in regards to maintaining the Pacifica Archives and the Pacifica Radio Archives, and how much of is there any additional finances, additional resources in regards to finances coming back to the Pacifica Radio Archives as well? And I'm wondering why the sidebands and the property taxes was not included in this formula. Can you answer that? Thank you.
Chair, this is James. I'm going to ask Lawrence if he could ask those questions one at a time, and I'll answer them one at a time, if I may.
Sure. Can I, Chair?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So,
the timekeeper would like to say we have 30 seconds.
All right. I'll try to wrap it up in 30 seconds. First one was in regards to whether the local finance committee was consulted. The general manager. Hold on, Ron. Our general manager at KPFK. Also, was the financial situation that KPFK is under right now, was that considered in developing this formula?
I'll say yes.
Okay, hold on.
I can elaborate, but I'll just say yes.
Okay, and then also, why was the sign variance issue that has been put off for 2 years now not included in this formula, as well as the property taxes of all our stations?
I was asked by Lydia not to fool around with the sidebands situation at the moment, because that was the one source of income that the national office has had for a while now. The steady source of income. They've had other sources, but and about the tax situation, as a 501c3 organization, we don't pay property taxes or income taxes for the most part. So I'm not sure I understand the question.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia?
Yes, because KPFK does pay property taxes until we have this whole writ of mandate situation settled and so forth, the issues we've discussed. And
yes, that's before. I understand.
Yeah. Okay, because that affects mostly, of course, KPFA to a larger degree. KPFK has always continued to pay its property taxes, so we would just get out from under that once that whole situation is resolved. But at the moment, it's $5,000. But we submit every year the total exemption as a matter of record.
And if I may just add, I think we were trying to create this as something going forward, again, that has flexibility built into it. But I think the thinking was that that problem would be solved relatively soon, and it didn't get solved. And so perhaps we should have adjusted for that, but we didn't.
Mr. Chair, it's a minimal
expense, relatively speaking, so I wouldn't worry about it. We will eventually get to that exemption, and it will be retroactive.
Thank you.
We are okay. Over time by a minute and three quarters.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I have a question. We're over time. Sorry.
What point of order, Mr. Chair?
That's not point of order. We're over time.
There is a point of order. I have a problem with the way the motion came out of the committee is not the same wording that was mentioned tonight.
That's a point of order. I cannot recognize you on this issue because we're out of time. If somebody wants to make a motion to extend again, we could entertain it. But right now we're out of time.
Well, if it matters.
Chair, I seek recognition. Lawrence, I'd like this extend for 2 minutes. I'd like this extend for 2 minutes, Chair. 2 minutes.
Do we have a second?
Dwayne Lark.
For how long?
Two minutes, Alron.
Okay. Okay, are there any objections to extending for 2 minutes? Okay, Mr. Lark, you may go, and then I want to make a statement after you. Go ahead.
Okay, well, as I heard the motion read, I have dated a January 12th minutes of the NFC, where I do recall the motion states that there will be Chris amended the motion from 12% to 15% percentage, but it's not within this record that it was a 3-month review. And I would like that to be ferreted out before this motion go to a vote. The motion was 3 lines, and I could read it in the record, but I like to try to reconcile this, this discrepancy.
Okay, Mr. Sagerton, could you explain this?
I cannot. All I have in front of me at the moment is the final version as I understood that we had arrived at in the committee. I would have to consult with the secretary of the committee to find out if there's a difference, but I don't believe there was.
Well, I do believe it is, Mr. Chair, because it was a long discussion regarding this 3-month rotation, which some of us agreed was a bit ridiculous. And now it finds itself in the final motion tonight, and that's not according to the record I have.
Okay, Mr. Corey, who's also on the Finance Committee, what his take is on this?
Yeah, I the way I recall it is that we opted for the 3 month adjustments rather than a 3 month review. Like I say, this was a very, very long and I would say somewhat difficult compromise at the NFC. And I think all of us gave and took a little bit. There were things that I wanted that I didn't see in the final motion. There were things that other people wanted that they didn't see in the final motion. And it was just to get it through the committee in a unanimous way, and which it was, in fact, passed. So I'm pretty sure that we actually got the final wording right. And I don't know how to reconcile that, you know, in the course of a Zoom conference. So I'm just requesting that we try and honor the, I think James is actually pretty fastidious about this kind of stuff. I know our Paul is. He's crazy fastidious about stuff like this. I would be extremely surprised if the wording were different than what was actually voted on in the committee.
So I just want to interject my own comment. I want to congratulate the Finance Committee for coming up with this motion. I know it took a lot of work, and it shows that we can work together despite the various internecine battles that go on, and that the members of the Finance Committee considered what was the best thing to do for Pacifica as a whole, and not simply what was the best thing to do for their own particular station. So I want to congratulate the Finance Committee and all the members on it for doing that. And I think this is a really excellent step.
This is the time, people. We're over by a minute and 20 seconds.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Chair, for the record, I just sent the minutes that was recorded and published by the NFC secretary. So for those who want to read it, it should be available.
Okay, I'm not in a position to make a judgment on that. I'll just say that we can vote on the motion as presented by the chair of the Finance Committee, and if later on we can show that there is a discrepancy, that we can adjust it at a later meeting.
Okay, this is James. May I be recognized?
We need to finish this. Are there any objections to this motion?
Yes.
Okay. Madam Recording Secretary, could you please take the vote, take the roll on this motion?
That's
the issue. Somebody's got to mute.
To be clear,
can we mute everybody, Paulina, except the Recording Secretary?
Okay, would you give me the very short version? This is the motion presented by the Finance Committee. Would one of you please, James, would you give me about three words?
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina, if I may be recognized. I have the motion as it came from the secretary of the NFC, and I can forward that to Marianne and to everybody. Should I do that?
Yes, please.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
So, let's see. Let's start with Chris Corey.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Pass.
Pass, okay. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Yes. Jose, not there. Heather Gray.
I'm sorry, Marianne.
Sorry, I was muted. Yes.
I can barely hear you, Marianne.
Yes, Marianne. This is Heather. Sorry.
Okay. Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes.
Yes. Wally James.
Yes.
Dwayne Mark. Dwayne. Dwayne Lark, you were there a second ago. Okay, I'm hearing nothing. Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Yes. Jim Osborne is not present. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Good. Okay. Ralph Pointer is off.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Sure. Good. Ralph Pointer, was that a yes?
That's a yes.
Good.
But my vote for the last two times that where I was blocked didn't change anything.
Okay. Sandra Rawline.
I vote yes.
Yes. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Yes. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Good. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Yes. Andrea Turner. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Good. Beth Von Gunten.
Yes.
Yes. Tom Voorhees.
Yes.
Yes. Let's go back to Dwayne Lark.
I vote yes with the right to reserve the right for reconsideration.
I don't know how to record that.
I'm recorded as a yes.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Okay, we have a yes. It appears to be unanimous. Alex Steinberg, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Yes. Well, we have a unanimous yes vote. I would say the motion passes.
Alex, okay. Can I be recognized? This is Chris.
Chris, yes.
I just want to thank everyone for voting this up. This was a long, long project, particularly for me, and I just want to thank you all. Thank you.
Yes, and Chair, this is James. I'd like to thank the committee as well and the board and all the managers and the treasurers and everyone who participated in this lengthy process. We're not done yet. We've got several more budgets to go.
And I'd like to thank the finance committee as well.
Mr. Chair, Wayne Lark.
And Mr. Chair, Ron.
Before we go on, it is 10:30 and we have a closed session ahead of us. We can continue with the open session, in which case we're never going to get to the closed session, but we absolutely need to get to the closed session. So I will entertain a motion to adjourn at this point. I understand we have unfinished business, but we're out of time.
Chair, okay, request for information, Lawrence?
What is your request for information?
So are you suggesting that we adjourn and we go into a closed session? Is that
correct.
The idea?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Dwayne Lark.
Mr. Lark.
I also want to thank the NFC, including myself, but Paulina was good enough to send this motion. And if any of you care to read, the motion does not have the 3-month review very clearly. So I was correct in my observation, but if it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter, but I want the record to be straight.
This is Lyndon. I move that we adjourn.
Okay. Do we have a second on that? Adjourn to go into closed session very shortly.
Chair, another request for information. Lawrence?
Out of order.
Not
it's
now.
Out of order.
Now,
excuse me, Paula McCharron. After you have a motion to adjourn on the floor, all lower motions.
I get it. Thank you.
Should I stop the stream, Mr. Chair?
Hold on. I'm still waiting to hear if there are any objections to adjourning.
Certainly.
You can't object to it either. Oh, you just have to vote it up or down.
If there's no objection, then it's the unanimous consent. Are there any objections?
Correct.
Okay. Seeing no objections, we will be adjourned.